Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Jeff Yaldin Show on WMRC 1490 Radio. We are outside of Boston, Massachusetts, in the beautiful town of Milford, Massachusetts. To all my friends that are downloading the show or maybe listening live on their computer, that's a thing that I want to tell you. Please feel free to listen live if you're around the country. Just go to WMRCDailyNews.com. Go to the Listen Now Fridays at 1 p.m. to 1:30. You can listen to the Jeff Yaldin Show live. You can also download it to your smartphone for all you smart people that have those high-tech phones and you know how to get information out there to listen at the time that is most convenient for you. Well, we're here with the Jeff Yaldin Show, and I'm honored and excited to be able to bring some information to you. I just finished up with the Tippecanoe Valley School Community Program. I'm not sure if any of you have been following me on Facebook or following me on social media and knowing what I had to do. This is a school community in Indiana that has suffered greatly in the past year. I do a lot with teen depression, teen suicide, mental health, suicide prevention. I'm a suicide prevention specialist with QPR. Well, this school community, Tippecanoe Valley Community Schools, the middle school, the high school, the parents, all of the community members have been rocked and looking for some direction and understanding. They want someone to answer the questions that they all have. Why are we dealing with such incredible loss? Well, the state of Indiana is ranked number one in the country with the most thoughts of teen suicide, and it ranks number two with the actual completion of suicide amongst teenagers. The superintendent, Mr. Brett Boggs, invited me out with his task force of local pastors and mental health specialists, guidance counselors, teachers, and a couple members of the community and parents. And I'll never forget the phone call that we first had. Well, actually, it goes back to Thanksgiving of 2014, just about 3 months ago. One of the teachers, Crystal Heckerman, had called me the day after a suicide from a young lady who was a junior. And in tears, she was like, Jeff, nobody knows what to do. We're a community that is stressed out. We need answers. We don't understand. So I remember I did a video and I shared it with the community and went viral throughout, you know, the northern northeast part of Indiana where everyone got to see it and it was widely spread in social media. So then the superintendent calls me a couple weeks later and he says to me, he says, Jeff, why should I bring you out? I said, Mr. Boggs, I said, let me be honest with you. There's nothing more that I can really say that you can't say. But I said, sometimes it just takes a different voice, an outside voice, someone that's not wearing the shirt and tie, someone that can be real and speak the truth without having to worry about being insensitive. Because, you know, as teachers and counselors, if you're perceived to be insensitive, you can get yourself in a lot of trouble. That's why they bring me, because I can basically say to the kids, hey, listen, little Johnny's not coming back through the doors, but this is our time and we need to move forward. This is about school pride and school spirit, and we need to bring that back. And then you always have the backlash of, you know, the possibilities that somebody else might be fragile and thinking about suicide. And when there's one suicide, and if you give it too much attention, that someone else might be thinking, well, you know, I can have my 5 or 10 or 15 minutes of fame. So one thing I always say to superintendent and school principals is there is no educational certificate or administration certificate for an administrator that teaches you how to deal with the loss of a child. Now, think about the loss of a child within your building. So, you know, you're darned if you do and you're darned if you don't. But I always say, you know, you follow your heart. You do the right thing for your children. You do the right thing for the teenagers. And you do the right thing for the teachers, too, because the teachers, they need support as well. And sometimes we get lost with that thinking, well, what's the right thing to do for families, our parents, and our teenagers? Let's not let's not think about our teachers. They're just as affected as everybody else. So we had a great conversation, myself and the superintendent, Mr. Boggs, and then we set up another meeting with the task force. There were probably about 10 people in the room and me, and we decided to come up on a date. And for the next 2 or 3 weeks before I was to arrive at the school, I was sending a lot of messages because they had a couple other suicides that happened, including one the week before I came and then 2 days before I came after the suicide of a young man. His father died of a broken heart, they're saying. So it was devastating, just rocked the whole community. So let me give you a little background about what happened in Akron, Indiana, Tippecanoe Valley School community. They had about 8 or 9 deaths since last year at this time. They had the death of a middle school student. They had a middle school student and the father who died in a car crash. Then they had their business manager of the school district got caught stealing money. And 41 minutes after this person was caught, this person attempted and completed a suicide. Then there was a young lady in the high school. There was also 2 boys in the high school. And, you know, there was also a young man who committed suicide. And that very night, the father went home and committed suicide with a gun. So this is a community that has really been rocked, and 80 to 90% of the time, the administrators are having to deal with mental health issues. So when I came in, it was probably the greatest challenge of my career. It was probably the greatest honor and the one program where I knew I could have the greatest impact. So I knew right away I had to walk into this community. I had to really shake things up. And we did. And you know, it was just amazing. I met with the high school. I met with the middle school. I met with high school leadership, middle school leadership. I did a QPR training session with middle school students, 7th and 8th graders. And then back down to the 6th graders, I talked to them about, you know, talking to other people when you are emotionally feeling some uncomfortable feelings and, you know, the stresses and the anxieties of life. And then we had a parent program. Over 1,500 parents came out to my program at Tippecanoe Valley. We had an amazing time. It was taped for television. They're showing it in their local networks right now. So we had an awesome time. Hey, my friends, you listen to the Jeff Yaldin Show on WMRC 1490 Radio and also the Jeff Yaldin Podcast. I need you to stick around. We'll be right back after this break. Okay, my friends, welcome back to the Jeff Yaldin Show on WMRC 1490 Radio. You also are listening to me on the Jeff Yaldin Podcast. Thank you. Thank you. Wherever you are and however you may be listening, I am truly honored and privileged, and I feel blessed that I'm able to share my message with you. Today's message, we're talking about my visit to Tippecanoe Valley school community, the teenagers, the parents, high school, middle school teacher, staff, community in Akron, Indiana, that suffered 9 losses in 1 year. And they invited me out for 2 days to shake things up and try and address the issue of suicide and loss, but also to be able to bring a community that has been suffering and devastated, to bring them back. And a lot of the pressure that I was noticing is you had a community that was a very nice community. There's one traffic light that finally came into town. It's that close-knit community. Everybody knows everybody. You have the haves, you have the have-nots. But one thing I noticed is that this community, you had your positive and supportive and upbeat people that were proactive and looking to be the answer to the solution to the problem. But then you also had that like 10%, and sometimes that 10% speaks so loud, and they were the ones that were being negative and blaming this on teachers and the school. And let me tell you something. You as a parent, it's not fair that you blame things on the school. that they should be doing this and they should be doing that and they need to take care of the bullying and you think they're supposed to be perfect. Let me tell you something that a lot of people don't understand. When your kids leave the school property and walk out those doors, legally our administration and our teachers are held back in what they can do. Speaking of the bullying, a lot of the bullying happens outside the classroom, on the school bus, so people aren't really seeing it. And unless we put cameras every single where in every corner, and we could be able to just see what's going on, but the incredible huge expense of that is overwhelming when we're at a time in education where we're saying, hey, let's do more with less. We're making great budget cuts. We're losing some of our great teachers. So I think that's really unreasonable. But back to what I was saying, parents, we need to support our school system. We need to support our teachers. And for the parents and my friends that are listening, that are older and have kids, you remember when you and I were growing up? Well, we would come home from school and we went outside and we played and we had fun and we worked things out in the playground, kickball, we explained directions. And when there was something that needed to be talked about, we talked about it. Well, our kids today are on 24/7, 50 hours a week on screen time. I think we as a society have lost coping skills and problem-solving skills. So that's one thing that's very different for young people today. But remember when we were growing up and a teacher would call home? I remember that. Mr. and Mrs. Yalden, this is your son Jeffrey's teacher, and just wanted to call you and tell you that your son is not paying attention in class. I'll tell you what. I remember my parents, they didn't say, well, let me talk to my son and find out his side of the story. Oh, no. My parents heard the teacher, and they said to the teacher that teacher wouldn't need to call again. And I'll tell you what, that teacher didn't need to call again. Because my mama, she had those wooden clogs that those women in Long Island in the 80s, they used to have. They wore wooden clogs, and they had big hair. And my mama, she can throw that clog like a boomerang. I'd be upstairs on the other side of the house in my room, and my mom would be in the kitchen. And my mama would get off the phone with the teacher. She'd take that clog. She would throw it outside the kitchen, down the hall, around the stairs, up the stairs, around the pole, down the hall, in my room. Clog would hit me in the head. And it was like a boomerang. It would just go right back to her in case she needed to throw it again. And my parents, like probably your parents, they didn't let the teacher think that the teacher might not be right. They just valued what the teacher said, and they corrected me right away. I didn't even get to say anything. Mom, the teacher, she don't know what she's talking about. She's too strict. She's mean. So I often ask today, where do parents get off teaching their kids that, you know, maybe we owe them or they have the sense of entitlement or something, that they have rights? And listen, your kids have rights. They have rights to shelter, food, clothing, and education. But this is also a defining moment in their lives where they must learn things like responsibility, learn things about grammar, reading and writing and arithmetic and respect and respecting your elders and learning the wisdom and experiences from your elders. And I'll tell you what, sometimes I get confused. My friends, you listen to the Jeff Yalden Show on WMRC 1490 Radio and also on the Jeff Yalden Podcast. I appreciate you listening. If you want to know more about me, I'm Jeff Yalden, celebrity teen and family life coach. I'm a youth motivational speaker, the radio show host and the podcast host, the author of Your Life Matters, and a suicide prevention specialist. You can visit my website at www.jeffyalden.com. And on Fridays from 1 to 1:30, WMRC 1490 Radio, I hope you tune in if you're local in Massachusetts, or you can download it, listen to it on your smartphone. So I really appreciate it. You can email me at jeff@jeffyaldin.com. And on social media, I'm at Jeff Yaldin. I appreciate you letting me work with you and your teenagers. I'm able to sling some advice and some information your way to hopefully try and bring the family a little bit closer together in our communication and understanding. So back to where I was in Tippecanoe Valley. Man, I'll tell you what. Well, let me tell you something. On Monday night, I was supposed to be out there and we were doing a big parent program. Well, prior to that, the girls' basketball team won in the tournament. And on Saturday night, the game was canceled because of weather. So they had to reschedule it for Monday night. And the superintendent asked me, said, "Hey, Jeff, do you mind us rescheduling it? But we'd have to push the parent program to Tuesday night." Let me tell you something. I was excited. I was honored because I love high school sports. And I figured this is a community that's in a lot of pain. They're hurting. And I thought to myself, I can go to the girls' basketball game Monday night. We'll do the parent program on Tuesday night. I went to the girls' basketball game. I was the number one fan. They ended up winning the game. And through the tournament, they've won two more games on their way to the state finals. And I tell you this because my visit, combined with the girls' success and a run through the tournament, the community is excited. They're rocking and rolling. They're laughing. They're laughing together. This is a great thing. My friends, stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Jeff Yaldin Show, my friends. This is Jeff Yaldin, your host of the Jeff Yaldin Show. We're talking to you this afternoon about my visit out to Tippecanoe Valley School Corporation, the community in Akron, Indiana, that suffered great loss as of the past year with students and parents and a business manager, and the community has been devastated, asking so many questions like, why, what can we do about this? So I was invited out there for 2 days to speak to all of the students in the county. I was invited to speak to the parents. 1,500 parents came out that night. We had an incredible time. The superintendent and teachers and counselors and pastors have written me letters saying, "Jeff, your legacy left a mark that will never be forgotten." I'll tell you what, that touches my heart. So, unfortunately, I'm spending time talking to you about suicide and mental health and depression. And you're thinking to yourself, "You know, Jeff, my community, we don't deal with that." Hey, let me tell you something. Suicide today amongst teenagers is an epidemic. And one of the things that we don't talk about is the death by suicide. Sometimes it's not reported because the parents have a right to put accidental death or whatever they want on the death certificate. So unfortunately, our numbers aren't as accurate as we'd like them to be. But having worked in education for so long and dealing with teen suicide, death, and dying every day like I do, I can tell you it's not something that we need to take lightly. I want to invite my listeners, parents, coaches, whoever might be listening. When you have a child that is depressed or emotionally feeling down, I think one of the great things that we can do is we can listen. We can be supportive, and not right away are they going to want to open up and talk. But sometimes the more you're willing to listen, the more information you're going to end up getting from your child. So, you know, I also want to encourage mental health and depression and professional counseling. You know, and a lot of people are like, "Oh no, Jeff, we're over-medicating our kids today." And while I agree, I also want to respectfully disagree with you. I think professional counseling combined with the right dosage and the correct medication can make a significant difference in the health of your child. Now, I want to be fair and say, I know there are many of you that are very against it, and I respect that. And I also want to say this, if you're against medication and your child is suffering from depression or high anxiety or ADD, let me share with you something that I think is beneficial. It's healthy. It's what you eat. I think we should go with a gluten-free diet, dairy-free diet. I think we should get away from all of the sugars. We should also look at simple things like getting the right amount of sleep every day. The average teenager needs 8 to 10 hours of sleep a night. more if your child is ugly, but you know, on average, we need about 8 hours of sleep a night. I also think exercise and eating better can play significant roles in how your child is doing. I also want to say, with the right amount of counseling, and sometimes it gets worse before it gets better, you need to understand that. But seeing a therapist that you like, and I often say, lose your ego and open your heart. And I think when you can do that with the right counselor, the right diagnosis can be given. Also, I want to make a point to let you know that, you know, mental health is not an individual thing. In my opinion, I feel that mental health is a family issue, and the family needs to take care of it. A lot of the kids that I deal with, that I consult with after my programs, I hear their story, and I'd love to hear the family side of the story too, and not often do I get to do that, but if the family could just really hear the heart of their child and what they're going through, I think that would be pretty awesome, and I think sometimes we just take that lightly or we push it aside. So I want to invite you guys to really think about mental health and professional help, not just for your child if they're dealing with depression or anxiety or bipolar or just they're not acting right. I also think it's something the family to get on this on the right page and everything. You listen to the Jeff Yaldin Show on WMRC 1490 Radio. Teen celebrity, family life coach, and the author of Your Life Matters. I'm on my way to Wisconsin this afternoon to do a few days in the Monroe area of Wisconsin, Monroe City, Wisconsin. Two foundations who've had children die of suicide are bringing me in to speak to 8 schools and a big parent night. You know, we have a couple minutes left, and I want to share something with you. I alluded to it earlier about coping skills and problem-solving skills. Our kids are so focused on their smartphones that I don't think they're able to, like, communicate, and they're not getting outside to play, and where you really learn about things like working it out and communicating together. Well, I also think cell phones, and I know your kids go to sleep with their cell phones, and they say, Mom, Dad, it's my alarm clock. Listen, I'm okay if it's their alarm clock as long as they turn it on airplane mode. But here's what happens. Notifications come in throughout the night, and it wakes your child up out of that level 4 sleep. And they don't just check Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat or Facebook, but they want to see on all the platforms what's going on, who they're talking about. Is it about me? Where's the drama? So slowly they have to get back into that level 4 sleep after what your teenager thinks was only 5 minutes in social media was really like 20 minutes. So you can imagine the amount of sleep that they're losing, and they're not really getting that quality sleep. So I think inappropriate use of the cell phone really contributes to anxiety and depression and them being tired. And we as a society are saying, let's start the school day later. We don't need to start the school day later. We need, as parents, to be more responsible with our kids using the cell phone to get to bed earlier. So I am an advocate for parents taking the cell phone away. Give it to them in the morning. They need to have proper, you know, responsibility of using the cell phone, and they don't because they're so addicted to it. Social media also. One of the problems is our young people are finding their personal value, their self-respect, as a result of how many likes they have on social media platforms compared to what other people have. You know, they say, well, one person has 1,000 likes, I got 700, what, I'm not as popular. You know, it's at a point where they post a picture on Instagram at 9 o'clock at night, and they don't have a certain amount of likes, they pull it down because they don't want to be perceived as like not being funny or it isn't a great picture. So I think with the cell phones and social media, I also think expectations, not just on parents anymore with their kids or peer-to-peer, but the expectations they're putting on themselves. So parents, listen. I want your kids to be passionate. I want them to be enthusiastic. I want them to go out there and live their best life, and their best they can is all we should expect from them. My friends, you just listened to the Jeff Yaldin Show on WMRC. I had a great visit out to Tippecanoe Valley. I'm honored I get to touch hearts and change lives every day. I'm off to Wisconsin. You all have an awesome weekend.